history. Don't know much biology. Good morning, Chicagoland. Dave Player on 720 WGN. Dave Schwann is enjoying himself in Florida, Roger.
Yeah, so.
Son of a gun.
Hey, turn me on.
You're on.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah.
The incident at 73rd and Polina.
Yes.
Police have entered the building, and they apparently have the suspect in custody.
Good to hear.
They have called for EMS, so we're not sure. We were getting word that there someone in that building had an injury. We're not sure what, but it has ended.
I will say for all the things that have been going on in the media, and I'll say in the media with the Chicago Police Department, can't thank them anymore for their service.
Yeah.
On the street and for what they do for us every day. So glad to hear that that situation's been neutralized. Very good. Very good. Well, this week in history, Roger,
yes.
1876, baseball's National League formed with teams in Boston, Chicago, Cincinnati, Hartford, Louisville, New York, Philadelphia, and St. Louis. That was 1876.
That was about 5 years before I was born.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's right.
Ah, nice, nice. 1895, the first rolling lift bridge opened in Chicago. 1922, Reader's Digest magazine was first published. In 1932, Al Capone was sent to prison for what reason?
Tax evasion.
Tax evasion.
Ooh.
Which is crazy because, you know, obviously we know this guy was a gangster. He was the money that he made illegally, the people that he killed, and that's really all they could get him on.
Well, I think it was because it was so hard to make a case against all the other stuff, and this was federal charges, as opposed to like a local murder charge or something.
And he died in prison,
from
syphilis, I think, actually, just a few years later. Here's a little newsreel of Al Capone going to prison.
October 19, 1931. Chicago gangland boss Al Capone, alias Scarface, is arrested by federal prosecutors. Famed for the St. Valentine's Day massacre of Bugsy Moran's gang, he is also responsible for many other gang war bloodbaths. However, Capone managed to slip free of such charges in court. Upon moving from Brooklyn in 1920, he rose from a two-bit bootlegger to the undisputed warlord of Chicago gangsters. But a federal judge finally sentenced him to 11 years for, of all things, tax evasion.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
You know, the bigger they are.
That's right. Exactly. 1935, one of the oldest board games goes on sale for the first time. Can you take a guess at what you think that might be?
Oldest board games.
One of the oldest board games. First time went for sale. Yeah.
What year again?
1935.
I'll say Monopoly.
Yes, it was Monopoly. Very good. Nice job.
Thank you.
And you know what? I will tell you, that is one thing that I continually play with my kids. My kids are growing up in that digital age with iPhones and iPads. And they're DVRs, and we do play board games at least once a week. And we've been collecting Monopoly games, actually, for the past 10 years. So everything from you know, the Cubs,
the different versions.
The different versions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because the game pieces are pretty cool. So whether it's sports from Cubs to Blackhawks, I think we have Star Wars, we have I Love Lucy, we have Marshall Field's Monopoly. I mean, we have, like... SpongeBob.
You know what? I just remembered.
Yeah.
When Spike left, when he retired, air quotes, when he retired, I got him a Beatles Monopoly game.
Ooh, we have a Beatles one, too. And that is super cool. I mean, so literally we rotate them, and you only end up playing one a year. We did a Christmas Story Monopoly.
Oh, that must have been a blast.
Exactly.
Did you let the dogs run through?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much all over the turkey. Let's take a listen to a classic Monopoly commercial.
Parker Brothers kind of fun brings people together.
Delayed.
Monopoly's been bringing people together for almost 50 years. That's how long we've been wheeling and dealing together, building hotels together, and going to jail together.
Corner the market in utilities. You can't lose.
Share a smile and your day seems a whole lot better.
Parker Brothers kind of fun brings people together.
How catchy. How catchy.
Yeah.
1937, the first Charlie Chaplin talkie, Modern Times, was released. 1941, great organization, the USO, the United Service Organization, was founded.
Still going strong.
Still going strong, yep. And we have her on our show quite frequently, especially when I fill in for Steve on the Memorial Days and Veterans Day and all that good stuff.
Right.
They're a great group here. 1947, This is interesting now. Frank Capra's It's a Wonderful Life
right.
was copyrighted this week in 1947. It was released by RKO on December 20th, 1946. It only made $3.3 million at the box office at a budget of $3.1 million, so it barely broke even.
Right. It was considered a failure.
It was a right. It was not a big success. Now, this is where this comes into play. A clerical error came into play in 1974 that led to the movie falling into public domain.
A clerical error?
Yeah, because
it's supposed to be X number of years.
Right, right.
Plus seven or something like that.
And it was 1993 when it was brought to the Supreme Court to reverse that decision. I think the music had something to do with it, the reason they were able to put it back into a secure copyright. But if you remember for years, and I remember there was an episode of Cheers that made fun of this around Christmas time, is they were like, oh, my God, how many times are we going to see this?
Yeah.
On how many stations? It's a wonderful month.
And if you went to the video store, there were like 50 different copies of it from different
very poor
video
versions.
Production. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So then it finally in 1993, after years of that and every station playing it, it went back into public domain and NBC owns the rights to air it every single year.
Okay.
Yeah. All yeah. Right. 1949, RCA Records issues the first ever 45 RPM single. The invention of this size made really the contemporary jukebox as we know it possible. And you know I have a jukebox in my home.
I know you do. You've got so many. Can I come over and play today?
You can. I am. I'm a kid. I have a kid at heart. But that jukebox, I will tell you, you know, and I love 45 records. Mm-hmm. And I found when I was in Vegas that in one of the Beatles shows that because you know Beatles 45s are very rare. I'm sure
right.
you know Stones.
Well,
I've
Rolling
got Stones. One. Yeah, yeah.
But under the original. The Chicago, I'm going nuts here. The Chicago record company that had the rights to it.
Wow.
Before
okay.
And they got into a big legal battle when the Beatles wanted to pull it back, and I think Capitol got them.
Yep, it was Capitol. Yep.
So, but it was a Chicago record company, and I have one of their 45s.
That's very cool.
And at home. So, yeah, I love 45s.
My mother gave me some, because I was in the record industry, the music industry,
That's
for
right.
quite some
yeah.
time, and my mother gave me one of her Elvis 45s with All Shook Up on it on RCA.
Up.
RCA.
Wow.
Now, when I got this, the Beatles, when I was in Vegas at the show in their gift shop, they were selling, it was a reissue, but I didn't care, it was a box, a wooden box set of all their singles.
On 45.
On 45.
Oh, how many did you buy?
Well, it was one box. Sets? In the box, I think there
no,
was...
No, but how many box sets
oh, no,
did
just
you
one,
buy?
Just one, just
all
one. Right, but there was like 10 singles in there. It was like 100 and some bucks. It was
that's
good
cool.
deal. But when we when I first got the jukebox, it's actually a... it's the same model. I bought it off a lot in... it was a Paramount auction in California.
Oh,
and it is the exact model, the exact Seberg model that opens the show Happy Days. But it was beat up, and it was from Paramount, but they could not give me a paperwork that said that that was the one they specifically used. So I bought it. It was beat up. I shipped it out to West Virginia, where this guy does amazing work. And it's cool because he says, well, if you want it quickly in 90 days, it's going to cost you this. In 6 months, it's going to cost you this. In 9 months, it's going to cost you this.
Right.
I said, take the 9 months.
Take the 9 months.
Take the 9 months to do it. And he completely restored it. And I would say 80% of the 45s in there were ones that I already had, and they're from the 50s from my mother or my father. The ones that I had in the 70s and the 80s, and no, we love that thing. It is very cool.
Where did you buy your first 45 as a kid?
Oh,
do you remember where?
It probably was Musicland at Harlem. I actually ran that store, the Musicland store,
wow.
while I was going to college. I was 18. The store was 40,000 square feet, and we were doing $1 million in sales, and I was managing that place at 18 years old.
I remember that place. I know that place.
Love that place. And so I think I bought it from there.
All right. My first one was, I think I was still in grade school, and I bought it out of a wire basket tall bin at Walgreens. And the bin was filled with a ton of 45s. Different artist, whatever.
I remember Marshall Field's record department. Mm-hmm. That they had one as well. All right, 56, Chicago's Daily Defender begins publishing. 64, WCIU Channel 26 begins broadcasting.
Oh, happy birthday to them.
Yep. 1967, the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour premiered on CBS. Let's take a quick listen.
I was just talking about on your future. Now, what do you want to do with your life when you grow up, you know, when you get bigger? Who do you want to be like?
Well, I'm not going to get much bigger, but who I want to be like, who I admire the most, yeah, is I want to be like my father.
Who?
Gort Smothers. He used to take me for walks park. Gort. He used to take me
Tommy,
for walks
no,
in the...
No, no, no. Your father's name was Mort.
Then who's that guy I was hanging around
with? I don't know.
Well, he did a lot of things. My old man's a sailor.
Do you remember this, Roger?
Oh, are you kidding? I had the album.
So did I. Hate to say so did my dad, albums. And I listened to it all the time.
Smothers Brothers Live at the Purple Onion.
Yep. Classic. Absolutely classic. 74, Mel Brooks' Blazing Saddles opens in theaters in 2007. Super Bowl, the Colts beat the Bears 29-17. Have a great Sunday, Roger. Thanks
you
for hanging
too,
out,
buddy.
Man.
Thanks.